This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas militants released 17 hostages, including 13 Israelis from captivity in the Gaza Strip, while Israel freed 39 Palestinian prisoners in the latest stage of a four-day ceasefire that has delivered a brief respite from a devastating war between the two enemies. The nephew of an Israeli hostage who was released Friday tells the Associated Press that she was underground for all of her captivity.
Eyal Nouri, the nephew of released 72-year-old hostage Adina Moshe, told the AP his aunt had to cover her eyes when she was first released.
She was in complete darkness. She had to adjust to the sunlight.
Throughout her captivity with Hamas in Gaza, her nephew said she was unaware her husband had not made it out alive of the October 7th attack. He added she was overjoyed to see her son was still alive and well.
She saw him, she hugged him, she, tears of joy.
Although his aunt is back, Eyal says he will continue to protest for the release of all hostages.
Because now we are very big family.
The captives' families have embarked on a campaign to free their loved ones that has ratcheted up pressure on the Israeli government to secure deals for their release. I'm Karen Chamas.
70 more aid trucks have entered Gaza.
A Hamas spokesman told Qatar's Al Jazeera TV that foodstuffs, fuel, water, and medical supplies were among the main items entering Gaza. The second phase of a prisoner and hostage swap between Israel and Hamas was also in the process of being implemented Saturday afternoon as Israel released 42 more Palestinian prisoners from its detention centers, while Hamas was expected to hand over 14 Israelis to Egypt.
VOA's Edward Uranian. This is VOA News. Bird flu is still taking a toll on an industry as 1.35 million chickens are being killed at an Ohio egg farm.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says more than 1.3 million chickens are being slaughtered at an egg farm in Union County, Ohio. It's to help limit the spread of the highly contagious bird flu detected last week. Recently, sizable bird flu outbreaks have been found on farms in Minnesota, Maryland, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Georgia, and California. But they are much smaller than outbreaks last year that resulted in some 58 million chickens being destroyed, raising the prices on chicken and eggs. So far this year, just a fraction of that number, about 8 million chickens, have had to be slaughtered. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The newly elected president of Ecuador fulfills a campaign promise about drugs.
Ecuador President Daniel Noboa, less than 48 hours into his term, has repealed controversial guidelines that eliminated penalties for people found carrying illegal drugs under certain amounts. Noboa's Friday decision fulfilled a campaign promise to fight drug trafficking. Consequences of the illegal trade, particularly cocaine, have kept Ecuadorians on edge, for as killings, kidnappings, robberies, extortion, and other crimes reached unprecedented levels. A statement from Noboa's office announcing the move argued that the old guidelines, quote, encouraged micro-trafficking and characterized them as a, quote, harmful element of Ecuadorian society. The parameters were established in 2013 by the leftist government of President Rafael Correa. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Russia threatened retaliation against Finland after its Nordic neighbor joined NATO earlier this year. Now hundreds of migrants from the Middle East and Africa have appeared at Finland's border from Russia. Finnish officials say the sudden surge in asylum seekers is no coincidence. They accuse Russia of driving the migrants to the border to sow discord as payback for Finland's decision to join the Western military alliance. Western countries have for years accused Russia and its ally Belarus of using migrants as pawns to destabilize Western democracies. Many see this as such an example. The British Antarctic Survey says that one of the world's largest icebergs is drifting beyond Antarctic waters after being grounded for more than three decades. The iceberg, known as A23A, split from the Antarctic's filter ice shelf in 1986, but it became stuck to the ocean floor and remained for many years in the winter sea. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.